holding in Siman Kufnun Tes. We did Sifrit Aleph and Yud Beis. We did it together. But we didn't not do the Mishnah Berurah yet. So Mishnah Berurah is Sifkot and Samaches. Cheshad V'Kotan, Udeir and B'nei Das. Cheshad V'Kotan, even though they're not B'nei Das, the act of Messina is fine. V'Avicham V'Nida, after Menotel Yudayim V'Chumah Osa Yudayim. No, we did this.
You mean after the scene is fine, if someone else puts water over their hands from the Telesina?
No, we didn't finish this. We started this. Avraham Gilum Anida. After the Nota Yadayim with Chuma Osa Yadayim, the Tama Mayim Bemasa, by case of Avichachavim and Anida, if they would wash their hands with Chuma, it wouldn't work. If a woman who's in need would pour the water for the person who's washing their hands, it wouldn't work, because it would be matama yadayim b'masa by causing the movement of the water. Neither midaraisa, neither is matama b'masa deraisa. And a goy, v'idach t'chavim goes to lay in the tuma, by case of v'kachavim, they were goes to tuma. V'kachavim is not matama midaraisa. That which he generates tumah is a din d'rabbanan. So we should argue that l'chara, if that's true for tumah, it should apply to chulin also. But natila l'chulin or gozu, they weren't gozu by natila l'chulin. However, v'yesharim, mishmar brings that nowadays the mishum there's a nedo tumim kolamayim tumim. Our water is always tumim. It's klona tumim mesa, because we're tumim mesa. As soon as we touch the water, we move the water becomes tumim anyway. So the fact that the water is, no such thing as the water being double tummy. Either the water is tummy, the water is tor. So the water is tummy because we're tamei mason. Well, the water is bisman that they had tahara, the water was tor, the person was tor. And now we're saying, oyvei, that the woman who's anita would move the water, so the time of the water, you can't use that water for truma or even for chulin possibly. So no, chulin were matar. But nowadays, because that's why we're not worried by Benatil Lakulan. But Elcham Isman, when they were at Hatzaharis, they were worried about this would be a problem. Okay. These individuals should not be used for Natil Sidaim.
If a goy or nida were
to pour the water over the man's over the person's hands, that some say that the case of the katan who's under the age of six has it done like a kaif. Siv katan ayin dinok a kaif. Come before the command the yesh perchlem bite, as we'll see in the next sif, that the kaif is a mochlekes. The cotton, because that ain't by das klal, a cotton under a certain age doesn't have a full understanding of what he's doing, does not consider that he has das. Birgrah mashu, the ain't lahakra bezeh, the birgrah is not concerned with this. Well, the amulet kaib shay not lemimeno, you'll have adam hubales kan kaib gavra. The opinion which is makra by the kaib is not the issue of das versus not das. The issue is that we understand the requirement is not kaib noisin, but kaib gavra. But a child, avtein badas, lagar mishaita, it's considered. It has no das, but it's kaif gavra still. And that's the issue which we're concerned about. However, if a kaif does it, in your days, if a kaif pirish min chaya simia balaz, right? The simians are your apes. Notice in my midaim, yesh parishlim, yesh machshirim, near divrayim, mekomokam, yesh lahachmer. Min chaya, but it has a certain level of understanding what it's doing, so you can have it serve you. Because they understand the requirement is not that it has to be kayach of a person. And you need that there should be a being placing it. You don't require a person placing it. So Eli Rabba says that we should not rely on this Natila Chatchila. So if you did do it, you would have to wash again without a bracha. But if you have no other option, you can rely on this tefillah. Fine. Sif Yud Gimel, a little more common issue. So you're not really training your dog to wash your hands for you. That's not such a common issue, or your pet monkey. But chachila yichav and adoy tol natila hamachsheres lechila. When a person is washing their hands, he should have in mind, preferably, to have in mind that he's washing with the intent that the washing will now make his hands roid for achila. And if you have two people involved, one is washing the other one's hands, as long as the noisen had intent, but the one who was the noitel, the one who was washing, did not have intent, that's called the chachila also. As long as one of the people involved has kavanah. Now the Shulchan Aruch only requires this to the chachila, which means the person was washing, had no intent to wash for the purpose of achila purposes, but it filled all of the halachas of natila, karna mechaber v'diavad, would be kosher. The chachila, you should do it with intent for the purpose of preparing your hands for achila. Comes Mishnah Berurah, so karna inhale chachila yichaven of magen aram kosev leaves salap v'diavad im lekivnu klal ayin sham. The magen aram says no. That even b'diavad it's a problem. So a person will come out of the bathroom and wash their hands, not with intent to eat, but just to clean their hands. But they would do it in such a way which would fulfill all of the halachas of natila. They say, you know what? Why not have lunch already? But they had no intent at all when they washed for the purpose of achila. So according to Magen Aram, it would not work even b'diavad. The Shulchan Aruch, on the other hand, seems to say that it would work. Now, I will grow bekuf and chesiv zayin hiskim except the loy kavana is kosher. That even without kavana b'diavad it's kosher. Fine. V'chein odas roy b'rishonim. That is the majority of the rishonim. I hold that b'diavad is going to be kosher. B'diavad v'vadi yesh lahoko kashen l'mayim lito shen is kadasim machaber. If you don't have another option of washing again, there's no water, let's say, you would rely on the Shulchan Aruch, the Pidi Evidence Kosher. If the person who's pouring over the hands has intent to do it to be mashur the hands for Achila, it's also sufficient. If the one who's pouring is too young, it wouldn't work. It's a common issue. A person comes out. There's no halacha. The Iker halacha, I think we mentioned this somewhere along our journey over here. The Iker halacha washing for a for davening doesn't require a kli chakras. Possibly, but for mincha or marav, the person should wash their hands before mincha or marav, but it does not require a kli. It requires that you wash your hands. Let's say a person would decide that he wants to wash his hands with a kli, and he would fulfill all the lachas of the tila, but he's doing it with shame. He wants to make his hands, quote-unquote, pure for davening purposes. Not that he's required to do so, but it's what he chooses to do so. You can't say it's a real kavana for natila, because there's no real halach of natila over here. But according to Mechaber, if you did that, b'diavad, it would be kosher. Fine. The Bir Loch over here says, let's say you do have water, you did this, and you realize that you have, then you decide, okay, so a person goes straight from davening he washed hands before davening with a kli. He wasn't mechuyev too, but he did with a kli, etc. And he goes straight from davening, so all of davening, he's keeping his hands tore, because he's davening, and he goes straight from davening into breakfast, and he's washing his hands for bread. But does he make a bracha?
Yes, he does.
So the chara, how can you make a bracha? Maybe he's not mechuyev in this natila, because it could be that the natila of earlier was sufficient, and he's not chayev to wash now. So how can you make a bracha? So the Bir Loch over here brings this question, and he says that it would seem that the proper thing to do would to create a situation where you're vade chayev in the natila. And then you would make a bracha. So interesting, this is the Bir Loch over here. There's a parallel Bir Loch by the Seder night. So you have a similar question. You wash for Paris at the beginning of the meal, you wash for Karpas. And then you say the Haggadah, and then you get right before the meal, and you're washing again for Rochsa to go into Motzi Matzah, and you're washing again, and you want to make a bracha. Well, how can you make a bracha? Maybe your hands are tore. And over here, you washed for Peiris, which is a Chiyiv, like most Rishonim. Right? So, yes, there are some Rishonim where you're not Mechayiv, and therefore they would require you to wash a second time, but you can't make a bracha. So how do you make a bracha? So the Bir Lach over there again raises this question. He says, especially if you think you've been mishamer your yod. So one argument could maybe, you know, during you haven't been keeping an eye on your hands. But if you have been saying the Gadah straight, you should your hands have to be torn. You can't say the Gadah without, you know, touching parts that you shouldn't touch. So the Bir Lach over there again says you should create a situation where you should make yourself body chayv and atila. So if you scratch your head, where your hair is. Or you touch a part of your body which is normally covered, those would require now a netila. For sure, a person would go to the bathroom or something like that, but the person would body be chayv in a netila. Okay. Sif Yudal. So we've been promising Sif Yudal quite some time already. The actual lacha of Tzavila. So Hitlo Yadav B'mei Mayan. A person would be terrible his hands, not in a gathered bother of rainwater. But rather a mayan, a spring. So a spring, the lacha is kosher for tevila of a person. It's also kosher for tevila of the hands. Different between a mayan and a gathered body of water, a mikvah, is mikvah requires 40 saw. A mayan does not require 40 saw. It requires the person should be, if the person would be troubled their whole body, they have to cover the whole body. You have to be in all of the water at one time. You do not require 40 saw. But for the hands, a filo ain bar brahim saw, also the tefillah. But just putting your hands in, you don't need too much water. You have a little spring coming out of the water, out of the ground. If it's deep enough, you can submerge your hands. That's all you need. As long as you can get your hands in there at one time. Now, Mishabura says you need, the Shulchan Aruch says he's telling you have to get both hands at one time. Mishabura is going to deal with this halacha of tefillah to require, is it necessary to do each hand, both hands together, if you do one after the other? So Mishabura will deal with that. Let's say, however, you were table them in a gathered body of water, which is a mikvah. Yesharmim shedinu kamayon, yesharmim shedizorach arboyim saw. So do we require 40 saw over here or not? That's by a case of a mikvah, that's a machlokes. Okay. Mr. Bura, Yudal, says Mr. Bura Sikon Ein Zain. Bime Mayan. Any flowing water, even though it's a long continuous body of water that's flowing, that's called the mayan. Over here, even without 40 saw, it works as long as kolshim is kasim. When kamar lingin tefilas kalim came along, the mayan tar b'chol shehu kolshim is kasim boi kolshim until the rabbanon. So, as I mentioned to you, that by a mikvah, we require 40 saw. Even by a mikvah, we require 40 saw. That's for a person, and that's for new kalim, which you bought from a goy. But kalim, which became tomei, bisman that they were rakpan on tumah tahara, time of the mikdash, etc. So you had a small kalim, became tomei. You take this cup, you put it in a mikvah of water, which is large enough to hold the cup. That's all you need. You don't need a full mikvah 40 saw. A mayan never needs 40 saw. Doesn't need 40 saw for tefillas kalim. Of Tumah, doesn't need 40 saw for Tilsi Dabi, doesn't need 40 saw for a person. You have to fit the person in. So you have a small person, you have a child, right? Misman, they're makban a Tumah Tahara. So a woman is in need, she hugs her child, the child's now Tomei. So you want to give the child Zakayan, you can feed him Truma, you can't feed him Truma. So you want to take him to the mikvah, so you got to put him in the mikvah. He's not so big, just take him in the mikvah, you know, it's a 2-year old kid, 3-year old kid. You don't need 40 saw. If it's a mikvah of rainwater, you do. You always need 40 saw. It's a mayan, you don't. You just need enough water that you can dip him in. But God says, "Go for the army. The kama poiskim ain't sarak with mayan or boim so dafka. Ela kashir she iskas a gubah shal kolodim lefim ashahu. Ela kaim alon b'kein akaponim until shidaim yesh lahakel. Now, the Shabur brings that there's a machloikas by if there's a requirement of 40 saw by a mayan, mitzvatar b'kol shahu, that applies to a person or not. So he says, even if by mikvah, we're not going to rely on that shita. So even if we have a mikvah, which is a mayan, let's say they would use a well as a mikvah. So it's a mayan. We still require 40 saw by a person. But if it heals a dying, we're not machmer.
By a person,
even though it's a mayan, we're machmer for 40 saw.
Chomer? You said we're
machmer? Yeah, we're machmer. Yeah, it's an interesting question. Is it a chomer or is it mikra din? It's a machloikas. Whether you need 40 saw or not over there. And we require 40 saw, but... Okay, but not everybody can hold it. That's mikra din. Some hold it's only a chomer. Fine. Now, it has to be enough water that you can put both hands in at one time. So Mr. Burr says, in Sif cut and pay, daf the kosher l'tovlin achas achas k'ma b'sif yudches. If you can wash them one by one, you can also be tovel them one by one. So why do we need enough water that you can be tovel both hands at the same time? The main thing is you need enough water you can stick one hand in at a time. So Mr. Burr says that's not the issue here. The issue here is not how you do it. We're discussing how much water the Chazal require for you to use for tevila. And the answer is enough for both hands. The amount of water is the amount you need to be tovel basachas. Now, why is that? If we're saying one hand at a time is kosher, so why do we need enough water for both hands? So the Sharetzion in Sukkot and Ayin says like this: the Gemara b'Tilas Aguf Tzarch Shir She's Katzus Kol Guva Davka Filu B'Mayin the Kuliyam Came until Yudayim. Keep in the midst of the little yadayim, being not learned al gidei kli, tzarich shir dafka l'shayyadav, d'shnei mitzvah achasin. Since being tovel the hands is one mitzvah, so the amount of water that you need is similar to when we require tevila of a body. We say we need a body, the amount of water which can handle the whole body, and that's how we learn the requirement of 40 saw is actually learned from the requirement that you have to have enough water for all of the body at one time. So that's the source for this concept. So by Netilas Yadayim, or Tevilas Yadayim, which we're talking about over here, they made it parallel to that concept that it has to be enough to do the mitzvah. The mitzvah is both hands. Even though you can do one at a time.
What don't you need 40 so and a mayan for?
We don't need 40 so for Kalim, for Tuma and Tahara.
Even for newly bought.
No, newly bought, I'm not sure about that, what the halacha is over there. I'm not sure what the halacha is in that case. And for a person, it's much like this. And for Netilas Yadayim, or Tevilas Yadayim, we're saying you don't need enough. B'mei mikvah, she'enam noivim, they're not running. They gathered from rainwater or snow melt. So fine. If this water, which is stationary, has become very stagnant, so we'll talk about that later on, if that's acceptable water for that purpose, what type of water you can use. So how much do you need? So some say you need 40 saw, and some say it's like a mikvah. It's like a mayan. Shadinuk a mayan, pebez, the mirais upper mayan, mechanosim sagla tvilis kalem it revius, imhem kalem ktanim shenis kasim ba mayan, rakacham hitzichu behemar boim so kamab tilis aguf, lingin sel zorban aloch miru. So since mirais a mikvah and a mayan are comparable, how so? That for tvilis kalem, a revius is enough. As long as you can get all the water into the water at one time. See, even though there's a din rabbanan for tefilas kalim by a mikvah, we always require 40 saw. That's a din rabbanan. But since we see midaraisa, this is the same as a mayan. So mayan, we left on a tikkur din that it's less than 40 saw is sufficient for kelim. And mikvah we're machar mirabbanan for tefillas kelim, but for netilas adayim we're going to be mekel according to this opinion, and we'll leave it on the din d'oraisa.
Even
a mikvah, according to this opinion. The second man says, no, you need 40 saw. So remember, I'm still the real of the kibbutz, the beatlach of Rabbanon, and Tvilas, the pachas min arboy, and so be my mechanos. And there's no case, min Rabbanon, there's no case of you being tibble unless the 40 saw, not a new keli, not an old keli, which is tamei, not a person. So now the chomer were misakin that, there's no such case. Shubayim, but Tvila klal the chol dover. So you can't use it for any type of Tvila, even for yadayim. Shulchanar passes the kedibri meikol the kedibri sevrim who is the din rabbanon, so rely on the lenient opinion, and the rambam is marchal chaskila but he ever shas the chak yesh lahakol, and then he sends it to the biralacha. So the biralacha just says that the majority of rishonim really are machmir on this issue that you need 40 saw, so you really should not be meikol unless you have no other option. Okay, Teswav. Make shalom shehem zoichlin. Now you have rainwater, but it's moving. Pirish nimshachim aholchim shenem mechunosim. Veshberim boim. So there's 40 saw, and they're moving. So now, regard to the amount of water we have enough water. But we have a new problem that the fact that they're moving in a mikvah, which is the water is moving, is not a good. So the Israel Psul, if they're going to allow Tevilas Yudayim in rainwater, do we require that the water has to be stationary? So Yesh Listapik Im Tovel Behem Yodim. It's questionable whether you can be Tovel your hands in it. Shehem Zoichlim, Shabur Pevot. The Make Shamim and the Matarm Zoichlim Elabim Mechonosim. Midaraisa, rainwater has to be stationary to be used for Tahara purposes. So, for example, let's say Tvilas Kalim. So, you want to be Tavir your Kalim in a river. So, if the river is from rainwater runoff and snow melts, so the river is moving, so you can't be Tavir Kalim in it. If the source of the water is a spring, so the fact that it's moving doesn't bother us. But if it's the source, or well, spring is, but if it's rainwater, so it's a problem. So one of the questions comes to people ask, can you do Tevilas Kalim in the Northwest Branch, or can you do it in Sligo Creek? So there's multiple questions, because nowadays some of the water actually which comes over there is, they direct a lot of the runoff, which comes from the streets, they direct through that. So that's rainwater runoff. It's moving, it's not acceptable. There are some, the North Branch has some spring water which is supplying it as well. It actually officially starts in Sandy Spring, which is not such a spring anymore. So it's not advisable to get involved in it in a real way, because there are a lot of different halachic aspects. The fact that it's moving is a problem if it's rainwater. So what about over here? So it has 40 saw, Yesh Ben Boyim saw, Hey Zion. But Salomer, a feel of even Yesh Ben Boyim saw. So we're not sure why. They said gathered water, you don't need 40 saw, which means we're not giving it a full halacha of a mikvah. We're comparing it to a mayon. Well, a mayon can be moving, so maybe it's not a problem. After the halacha garter, maybe here it's worse. Why? The Hazam Akapana Minatara will be in the Tvilas Kalim Aboyim Saw. Minaraisa, to be Tavala Kali in a stationary water, in Mikva, you don't need 40 saw. Then the Rabbanan you do, but the Raisa you don't. Vahaka Minatara Postle after Tvilas Kalim, but make Shaman Zakam, but for Minaraisa, movement is a problem. And that's Postle the Raisa. Dila la machmirim le'el, but some of the bina dafka boim saw, come on, betilas kalagup, machita the zechlin lamahani. The chiddush over here is, if you hold over there, you need 40 saw, obviously you can't accept zechlin. The shiloh was, according to the opinion, you don't need 40 saw, so we're not fully comparing it to a real mikvah for body purposes, so maybe zechlin is acceptable at all. So he's not sure. The Ashi's topic. The girl passes, no, there's no shiloh, it's not, it's body no good. Okay, now what about Arboim saw Shubim Shibakarka, Siftes Zion? So, Miraisa being Tovel in a Kli is no good. Not for hands, for bodies, for Kalim. Tvila has to be in the car. What about you have water which is drawn in a Kli and then you pour it into a hole? So our city water is considered Mayim Shubim because it goes through different types of machinery and different types of things which can actually hold the water, so it's Mayim Shubim. Now I pour it out into the ground and I have 40 saw of city water, Mayim Shubim. Can I be tub of my hands in it? Shibakarka. The Ramam Aimat Bilan Behem Esayadim. The Raivan not Bilan. The Raivan comes along and says, Akula, since me to Raisa, Mayim Shubim Bakarka is kosher. It's only a problem if it's in a Kli, but it's in the ground, it's kosher me to Raisa. It's only Dirbonan. So for Tvil Sadim, they're a Makel. However, if you do Hamshacha, which you spoke about, is that before you pour it into the karka, you had it run over some ground, and then it goes into the karka. Even the Rambam would agree for Tevilas Yadayim, that's sufficient. So you have 40 saw of mine, which had been in a Kli, ran over the ground, now went into this pit. Now you have 40 saw of that water. That would be acceptable according to the Rambam. So I could take, I can make a large pit, take my hose, put it a foot and a half away from the pit, have the water run out over the ground into the pit. It's Mayim Shubim, it came from the city water, but it went over the ground for 3 tefachim, which is about an inch, well, it's about a foot. And then it went into the pit, so now it's 40 saw Mayim Shubim, which was Nimshach, it's kosher. Even according to the Rambam, pay sivkam pay tes shabakarka. Abu b'kli b'mecheres shabakarka ain by the tevila the kli yama den tevim mekelim ayin liabas sivches. But if it's in a kli, that's no good. That's the case which is miraisa problem. Even if you would be mecher with the kli shabakarka afterwards, it's too late. It has the status of a kli. So the Rambam says it's no good because you can't be tub your body in it, so you can't be tub your hands in it. The time arrived at Humishum, the Matino Linyan Tvilas Bali carrier, the Dibri Taru, Shatilasim Rabban, the Motu Bashub Mishabakarka, Kaliyab Simon Peches, Pavesius. Now, there's an interesting din that Chazar Masakin, Bisman Vayasheni, person has an emission of semen, of Zera. Person has Tasha with his wife, or even not in the kind of Tashmish. So, Minarais, he's Tomei. He has to go to the Mikvah, and if he touches Truma, it'll become Tomei, and if he touches Kachim, it's Tomei, etc. There's nothing precluding him from davening under those circumstances, or learning Torah. Chazal made a din d'rabbanan, you can't learn Torah or daven until you go to the mikvah. But for this purpose, that's a din d'rabbanan. Right, so there's nothing stopping him from learning Torah or davening. Mishabura grapples with the lochas of tzoya. If the zera is still on the person, Mishabura comes on mikvah, then zera is not considered tzoya. It would not be a problem even with the zera on the person. But you wash off the zera, but there's no, you don't go to the mikvah. D'rabbanan, you have to go to the mikvah. That tevila that requires you to go to the mikvah before you daven or learn, even 40 saw mayim shubim is sufficient. You don't need a full-fledged mikvah. So Zakhtar Raiva, the same way over there, for that din d'rabbanan over there, they were makel that mayim shubim is sufficient. For tevilas yadayim, also mayim shubim is sufficient. That's the Raiva's argument. But even the Rama Grisham Shechua Kula Ritzalim Radaf Im Hoyis Kula Shubim, but if you did Hamshacha, so then it's kosher. Sif Yudzayin. Lo yitum an nohar mayim biyodu achas, v'yitan al yodu hashenis. So I have a bright idea. I'll pick up some water from the river with one hand and pour it on the other hand. So you're not being tied with your hands on the water, and you're not using a kli, because you're using your hands, so it doesn't work. You don't have a tevila because there's no kli. You don't have a tevila because you didn't put your hands into the river. You picked up the water with your hands. There was no kli involved over here. So it's a nishtahin and nishtahir.
What did he do? How did he get the water into
his hand? He picked up the water with his hand and poured it on the other hand. Okay. Zog to Mechaber Yudches, Yodav Achas, Netila, Yodav Achas, Betzvila, Yodav Tahara. So he washed one hand with a kli, another hand he stuck into the mikvah. Acceptable. Tzadi Gimel, Benetila, Pirish, Shainoto Yodav Achas Mikli, Gdin. He washed one hand from a kli like he's supposed to. Vashnia Tobo Benora Bemikvah, and he tabled the second hand in the river or in the mikvah. Now, what bracha do you make in the situation? Because we're going to see later on that the Ramah says when you're tabl your hands, you, instead of making the bracha of al nitilas yodoyim, you say al tevilas yodoyim, mean al bracha on tevil, means tabl your hands. So over here he did like a little this, a little bit of that. Now what does he say? So the Mishabura, Mavorach was al nitilas yodoyim, afal das Ramah, the kamon, kimin shiyadar achas, hoyasim nitilas. Since the mice on one hand you did wash, that's enough that the bracha will be al nitilas yodoyim. Okay? Yotes, Hamatul Yodav ain't Sarach Shay Pomim, Vulonigu Vuloy Lagbia Yodav. When a person is tabled his hands, so here we do not require to wash twice. We do not require that you dry your hands. So in this new Din Rabbanan, the Chazar Masakan, that you pour the water over your hands, it's Matar your hands, meanwhile the water becomes tummy, you need a second time to remove that water. The water in the mikvah stays tor. So there's no need to dry your hands in this situation. Now, the Mishabura did say before, according to the Marshal, that there's a separate issue that it creates an element of mius on the bread, and therefore you must dry your hands because of that. And the Marshal said that's ma'akev. So the Marshal would argue on this machaber and say that you must dry your hands. And the last issue is the locha of being mabia yoda, which we'll see later on, that after you wash, you're supposed to raise your hands at the water, which runs off, should run off down your arm, not from the arm onto your hand. Why is that? So let's say you wash with less than a revius. So you wash less than a revius, so the water becomes tummy. So what do you do with this tummy water in your hands? So the answer is you pour a second time, because our masak, and that the water, the second time, the water is matar, the first water, now everything is torn. However, that halacha only applies to the water from your wrist and to the end of the hand. Any water which went above the wrist, the second pouring is not matar it. So if some of the water went into the hand, became tummy, went up the arm, it cannot become Torah again. Now you leave your hands hanging down. That water, which is tummy, rolls down into your hand, makes your hand tummy again. So you must raise your hands and make sure the water does not run back onto your hands. If you wash with a revius, mikra, then you do not need to do that because the water never came tummy to start with. That halacha, that the water becomes tummy when you wash your hands, is only if you wash with less than a revius.
Any surgeons in the room?
I'm sorry?
Any surgeons in the room?
Right, so but there was still the thing, we'll see later on this halacha of how you're supposed to be a yodav. Like a surgeon, Rick keeps his hands up. Mr. Burr said, in search of him, so we need two times because the water became tummy. And you need to dry because the water became tummy. You need to raise your hands because the water became tummy. Well, over here, before Simon Kufnan Ches, Kufsama Beiz, Abu Tvit and the Tvila, Lashas, and the water remains tor, so none of these things are needed. Mishabura brought over there the Marshal. The Mishabura over there said that according to Marshal, even though by Natila he holds it that it's Ikir Adin, even with you use the Revius, you have to dry your hands. But by Tvila, it's Lo Shchiach, and they were Masakin that you have to dry your hands. But he does say if you find that Mius, you should dry your hands because of that. Chaf, Amatu Yodav Enam Avorach Al Tevilas Yadayim Ela Al Natilas Yadayim. Shulchan Aruch says we don't change the bracha. It always says Al Natilas Yadayim. So the Ramah, Vyesharim Enam Avorach Al Tevilas Yadayim Oy Al Shtivas Yadayim V'chein Yikar. The Ramah says no, we change the language of the bracha from Al Natilas Yadayim, which is referring to the raising up of the hands. There's no such requirement over here. It's Al Tevilas Yadayim. And that's Ramot's opinion. Okay, Enam Avor, Tzadivov. Sheikh and Tivon al Tevila. There was no command. We never commanded al Tevila. We were commanded al Natila. wherever commanded al natila, which you can fulfill through tevila. We're never commanded to do tevila. So how can you say, the Shulchan Aruch says, how can you say, asher kishal mazal tivanu al tevila as yadayim? That's not true. So the pshat is what we're doing, saying we were mechuyev in Netila. And Tevila is a way to fulfill the halacha of Netila. So I'm doing Netila, or the equivalent of there. What does Ramah say? Yesharim, no, we change the language of the brach. So what's the halacha of the ma'isa? Mechaber says, you don't change, Ramah says you do change. Mechaber, al Netilas Yadayim. No, we don't change. However, here's the one exception. I think I once saw one of these riddles that they have.
Mechaber,
you know,
the one who said not to change.
Not to change. Ramos has to change. And the Achronim agreed to the Mechaber. However, Barakim remind Psulim Lenatila. Barak Latvila, the Kamebi Simon Kusama Siptes, Mavorak Al Tvila Sidai. Even according to the Mechaber, or even according to these Achronim who are like the Mechaber, in a scenario where the water cannot be used for Netila, but it's acceptable for tevila, so we'll see later on if the water becomes ochre and stagnant, etc. For the tevila, it's still kosher. For the netila, it's not. That situation, you can't say you're doing an equivalent of netila, because for netila, this wouldn't work. So over there, you make a brach of al tevilas yodoyim.